You're listening to Dubstep and Dragons, a D&D 5e
Matthew.
Actual... Yes, Mr. Bo.
Why do ducks have feathers?
Why do ducks have feathers?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
To cover their butt quacks.
That is so much better than last time's.
last episode's joke was a bit...
Dark.
Yeah, let's go dark. That's a lighter, much lighter joke. I appreciate it.
I had to dig deep in my database.
Okay, here's one then.
For that one.
What do you call coming inside your wife?
Child number two.
Fill in the dishwasher.
Oh. That doesn't work in my house. I do all the dishes.
Oh, no. Interesting. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. I like doing dishes. It's very calming.
Yeah.
And we don't have a dishwasher, so everything's by hand.
I would not use dishes.
Yeah, I would be buying paper plates and plastic silverware.
If you come over to my house and it's like midweek and there's no dirty dishes, Matt's having a bad week and he's doing dishes to keep his sanity.
Oh, jeez.
I'll come home from work after a rough day and I'll just be seething and I'll stand there and I'll just clean the shit out of a fucking pan. And then by the time I'm done with the dishes, I feel better.
He scrubs the Teflon off his pants.
There is truly a reason we don't have nonstick pans.
Matt, why are our pans sticking all of a sudden?
I fucking destroy nonstick pans.
I do the dishes because I don't like fighting with my wife trying to fold clothes because she's so particular. And I'm just like, you know what? Dishes are easy. Rinse them off, put them in the dishwasher.
Dishwashers are for rich people.
Well, I bought my house with a dishwasher, so.
Anyway, back on track. D&D 5e Actual Play Podcast with a cyberpunk twist. My name is Matthew, and I will be your game master.
My name is Luke, and I'll play Ash.
My name is Sean. I'll be playing Fallen.
My name is Gloomface Common Norris, better known as Bo.
Man. I'm Dan. I play Alphonse.
You like to throw him off.
I do. I would really like to not introduce myself the same way, like, twice, but there's just only so much you can introduce yourself as.
All right.
I could be a demigod now that I'm not a god.
Oh, my God. Anyway, previously on Dubstep and Dragons, Alphonse turned into a little piggy. Ash became the bear he secretly always has been. Norris.
Gar, baby. Oh.
Norris bashed a bear and Fallen made a fort.
I'm really surprised that he didn't ask if he looked fat as a bear now.
Right. I wasn't going to tell him if he didn't ask.
Fat as fuck.
And they all kicked the shit out of each other. We pick up. Mm-hmm. Just outside of town, the bubble has just dropped. You all finished your long rests. You filled each other in on the happenings from last night. And go.
So where are we going to get this ruby at?
The monastery.
Like your monastery?
Correct.
You know how to get there from here?
Absolutely. It's about a day's travel from here.
All right.
That allows me to set up a trap for the bear. Or Dijkstra. Either way.
I see. That's a great move. Way to think strategic.
Plus, we can pick up supplies. And hopefully by the time we get to their strongholds, the Shadow Kai are there too. It's going to take time for them to get there.
So, minus the Shadow Kai and the people that we, you know, slaughtered in this town, is there any other people, like, in the Shadowfell?
Yes. There are people like you. There are liches.
People like me?
Yes.
Metal arms?
Human.
There's no one like Norris.
I was about to say.
There are Warforge.
What's that?
Metal amalgamations tied together with magic.
Rare in these parts.
Huh?
Rare in these parts.
I was just thinking, like, maybe some, like, trading or something, you know.
You don't know the Vistani.
We don't have very much monies.
Vistani would do trade for certain things.
Well, if
are
we
those,
take out this
are those like those guys that you fucking that backstabbed us from the bar that we were buying drinks with?
No.
Oh, well, that's good. I don't really like those guys.
The Vistani travel between planes. They're wanderers.
So they could be in our place?
Any place. Hmm. They come and go as they please through the planes.
Maybe there's someone Norris can fight for gold. Is there, like, any not to the death combat?
Okay, look, man, I'm all for fighting, but after you two last night, I'm good without seeing a fight for a little bit, you know.
Huh. Oh, that was better than the time you spent in... what was the brothel you spent time in? Oh. Your 25 minutes?
Yeah. That
BJ's fluff and stuff.
Fluff and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry, Fallen. You come back to Earth with us. I'll take you there. My treat. Yeah, although it's not BJ's fluff and stuff. Now it's Marco's fluff and stuff. You'll love him, too. Oh, what a man.
I don't think I have enough cure disease for that.
That's fair.
All right. Shall we get along to the monastery?
Yes, let's make haste.
Okay.
This is tragedy here.
Do you grab your cart?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because it would be kind of in town.
Yeah, if we could avoid town.
So you guys skirt around town. And yeah, you travel. It takes about a day sticking to the roads. The roads between town and the monastery are pretty safe, especially like the day after the revelry is about as safe as the Shadowfell gets.
Mm-hmm.
Because they went through and killed just about anything that wasn't that wasn't secured. So they you would know they almost use it as like a cleanup crew. Whenever there's something that's moved its way in that they don't want there, it's likely going to be gone by the end of the revelry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of why the locals don't interfere with it. They just kind of let it be, is because it actually kind of brings a bit of safety to the area in a strange way.
Mm-hmm.
So the day after the revelry, you got pretty safe roads. And you guys by the time night falls, you guys are able to make it there. It takes all day. Mm-hmm. You're walking all day. But yeah. You all walk up and you guys, your other characters have seen this, but you two have not. And Dan, you haven't experienced this. As you walk up, you break the tree line, and there's multiple spots in the tree line where the paths are, where it's got this archway through the trees, and it almost seems sculpted, like these monks and priests and everything go through and they trim up these just perfect archways in the trees, and you walk through, and there's these beautiful, open, well-manicured fields with animals going through, priests tending to them. There's a strange little goat. And you see this massive monastery. And many of the stones that make up this thing, they seem too large to be transported. They're like, you guys would associate them with like the size of a bus. Just this massive slab of stone that's put in place and then built out from these massive pillars that act as the basis for this thing. And between some of the towers extend up, you know, 100, 150 feet in the air. Massive, massive, impressive place. And as you walk across the yards, Fallen, you are greeted by multiple people as you pass. And for you, it doesn't seem like it's been that long since you've been here. You were just here. But you're greeted, Brother Fallen. It's so good to see you. We thought you lost.
No. Just traveling the path.
Since the fall of Brother Frederick, we have not seen you. You do not remember the fall of Brother Frederick. Did you roll a one?
Yeah.
You
did.
Perfect.
Yeah, all of everything from the miniseries, mm-hmm. Fallen does not recall.
Kind of stops. Brother Frederick has fallen.
Well, yes, you were the one who exposed his treachery.
Who's in charge?
What's it called when there's like multiple people? There's a council? Bunch of people. The thank you so much. The Council of Elders has taken over after the fall of Brother Frederick. Brother Fallen, you are responsible for.
I have no recollection of this.
You should speak with the elders.
Very much so. Where would I find them?
I would imagine they would be in their private offices, or in the grand hall.
Thank you.
Of course.
And he's gonna start with a lot more haste.
Okay.
Because things missing doesn't make sense to him. Mm-hmm. So.
You walk in, and honestly, like, your passive insight is high enough that you are catching all of these strange looks. Like, a bunch of people walk past, and they recognize you, and their eyes get real big, and they start, like, whispering to each other, and you overhear a few of them, like, I thought he was gone. I thought he was sent out on a mission. Where has he been? And there's just all this chatter around you guys. And you guys are, I imagine, are just kind of following and taking it in and waiting for introductions. But you overhear all these people around that are kind of baffled by Fallen's sudden reappearance. Mm-hmm. Where would you head first?
Where Brother Frederick's office would have been.
Okay. You make your way to Brother Frederick's previous office, mm-hmm. and knock on the door. Mm-hmm. A moment later, the door opens, and Brother Jason opens the doors. Brother Fallen.
Brother.
It's so good to see you.
Yes, it's been a few days.
Yes, a few months.
I have no memory of this. What has happened to Brother Frederick?
He was trying to empower a lich. You stopped him. Do you not recall any of this?
Insight check. Crit fail.
Okay. No. Like, he seems just absolutely honest with you. He seems baffled by your... You should go see Elder Jonathan. He may be able to help you. Possibly. Are you okay? Have you suffered any concussions or...
No.
And you could tell that he's like moving side to side to watch your eyes to make sure that they're following properly. This is just very unusual. Possibly magic interference with your memories?
Maybe. That is a very good question, but...
Brother Fallen, you've been gone for months. We thought you dead. Or too distraught from the betrayal of Brother Frederick that you left the Order.
It does wound me to hear that he has passed. He brought me to the Order. But, you know, for me, it's been a day that I've traveled away from here. No more.
Very good.
These deeds have no bearing to me.
Well, there are... It has been written about. If you wish to take your time and learn of what happened, you can find information in the library, or you can sit down with any of us and...
There's a library here?
Of course. Who are your friends?
Oh, hey, I'm Norris.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Norris.
They're not from this plane.
Pleasure's all mine.
I can see this. Yes.
It's nice to meet you.
They seek the destruction of the Baron.
Ah.
And that is why I have also come back.
Very well.
I have been charged for that.
It would be a welcomed... Excuse me, that's not very kind of me to say. It would further allow the light in this dark realm.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick.
Mm. Quite. your friends are very blunt.
Quite candid.
Yes.
So, question, what's this lich thing going on? Because didn't we see one of those?
Yeah, we fought one of them bastards.
That's... I don't think is what we're talking about. This was a dragon.
Yeah, it was a dragon. Yeah. I rode on him.
Oh, yes. The Draco Lich.
Yes.
Similar, but slightly different. Same idea, but not a dragon.
Oh, okay.
Oddly less terrifying.
Which, we should be careful with that. I... asked for protection from the goddess, and she banished it, but I don't know where.
And you see just a look of, like the color comes out of his face. You spoke to Saloon.
Yes.
And she came to you.
Yes.
Brother, you must record everything. You must, for posterity's sake.
Absolutely.
She was pretty.
I couldn't fathom anything but.
I would look over at Fongo. What's fathom?
I couldn't imagine her being anything but the most striking.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Well said, Norris. Well said.
Indeed.
Well, you all bring very interesting news.
We do. And for the fight ahead, we do need supplies.
You have brought so much security to this monastery. I don't imagine I could say no. Tell me what you need. You can rest here for the evening if you have need for that.
Please.
The monastery is at your disposal.
Rest and lodging, and then for what I have planned, I would need a ruby about the size of an egg.
Oh. I will have to see what we have.
If we have something.
Possibly. If nothing else, we can reach out to the followers of the Raven Queen and see if they have anything that can...
Yes.
That can suffice.
Sir? Apologies.
Go.
I was just wondering, sir, is there anywhere we can't be? We get into shenanigans a lot, I'll be honest with you. Is there anywhere we shouldn't go?
The restricted areas are clearly marked. You can all read, correct? I mean, no offense. I just
absolutely.
I don't know what language is it in.
It is in the common tongue.
I think I'll be okay.
And he points to a sign on the wall, and it just says, always have faith. I don't know. Some bullshit.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah. it's their version of live, laugh, love.
Okay.
Live, laugh, light.
And it's, can you read that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Then you'll be fine.
Okay. What is it going to say if I can't go in it? Don't
Restricted,
enter?
Restricted, do not enter, It will be very clear.
There's usually a guard.
There's usually a guard.
There will typically be at least one monk or cleric on hand.
Oh, okay.
And they can answer any questions or help you in any way.
Sounds good. Like dragons hanging out in there or something?
No.
Well, why is it restricted then? I mean, y'all live in like this little...
There is a great amount of knowledge within these walls, and some of it is less than savory.
So it's boring to read?
Very, yes. You should not read it.
Okay. Well, you got any beer?
Do you have a library, real quick, before that?
Yes, I was just saying, we have a massive library. And we also have plenty of wine and ale.
Hmm. I'll be there.
Yes, there is the common room. Brother Fallen can show you to the common area.
Absolutely.
But yes, anything you need. You said about the size of an egg?
I believe so. I am planning a high casting.
Very well. I will check the treasury and see if anything is present there. If not, I will reach out to... I believe they would be accommodating if we do not have it.
Hopefully.
Also, too, do you have any like healing potions we could snag as well? Our medbot's kind of dead.
I'm sure we can find something.
I like hold up the suitcase and it's just like dead, battery low, flashing.
I'm sure we can find something for you. By the way, Fallen, the idea of a Raven Queen temple would be very new to you.
Mm-hmm. Raven Queen. There's a temple now.
I suppose that would be amongst the things you would have forgotten. Yes, you helped establish it with a couple of gentlemen that helped you with the Lich.
I need to go back to the records. I have no recollection of this.
Yes, I suppose you probably have some catching up to do. You can also speak with, if you get the chance, farts, what are their names? I believe one of them was Drangor, and what was your character's name? Drangor or Tiberius are our contacts there. They established the temple. They know you quite well.
Stop rolling that.
That's the third nat one in a row.
Oh my gosh.
Stop rolling that one.
No, we're rolling them out. It's fine.
Yes, get them out of the way. This is all free information anyway. I'm just babbling here. But yes, in your time away, a temple to the Raven Queen has been established in the region. And they've been an unusual ally.
Well, that's good news, at least.
Yes. But yes, make yourselves at home if you have any questions or concerns. I'm sure Fallen can help you. If not, there's people everywhere that can.
Appreciate the hospitality. Thank
can
you.
Can I go to the treasury with you?
No,
that would fall under the restricted section.
Why not?
Roll a persuasion check.
It's really boring there.
Fucking persuasion. Alphonse, should we make our way to the library?
Yes, that sounds wonderful.
Did you roll a natural one?
Yeah, that gives me a zero because I had a minus one.
No, it's very. That is a very restricted area. I apologize, but
it's nothing but paperwork down there.
Well, and obviously rubies.
Yes, but you'll have to do your weight and paperwork to get the ruby.
I don't want the ruby. I just want to see what's in there.
What is this? A bureaucracy?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. I know a thing or two about pushing paper.
It's true. Do you have any axe throwing?
No.
On occasion.
We occasionally have tournaments in the yard.
Is there one of those going on today?
There could be.
Is there usually rewards?
Bragging rights? Most of the people that you see here have taken vows of poverty.
Why would anybody ever do that?
Possessions muddle the mind and darken the spirit.
We live
simple lives, so we have more energy and time to dedicate to studies and our beliefs.
All right.
Focus on the bigger things.
I mean, I was kind of a big thing back where I come from.
Yes, I'm sure you were very big.
I was a god at one point. I thought. Then I met one. Now I'm pretty sure I'm just a demigod or whatever you call that. But
divinity shines light on everything. Gentlemen, I have work to get done. It was a pleasure meeting all of you.
Pleasure.
If there's anything else I can help with, please let me know.
So, I'm going to show you to the cafeteria, then I'm going to go to the library, and I'm going to start pulling out records and then also notate everything that's going on so that of what has occurred.
Okay.
Hi-ho. Hi-ho.
And you two want to follow him to the library.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm just grabbing a flagon and then also going to the library.
Don't spill.
You go to the commons area and there's a cleric that kind of hangs out, and he's just sitting there, and there's casks of ale and wine and stuff, and you can tell he, like, his job is basically to sit here and drink, and he's their bartender, even though there's no real bar.
Can I carry a whole barrel with me?
You ask him that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could just come get more.
But look how many barrels you have.
Well, yes, but they're for everybody.
I know, but I'll just take one for us. We've got some business to tend to, and, you know, it's a long walk back here if we run empty. I'll bring you back what's left.
Give me a persuasion check.
Come on.
That's why you got to talk to the face of the party to get them to talk him into shit.
One day he'll learn.
17.
I mean, I have this half-empty one. I could give you that.
Yeah, that works.
All right, yeah. And you sure you got this? And
I just throw it up on my shoulder. See you, buddy.
And he waves and he looks at you, Fallen, with just these big eyes, like, what the fuck did you bring here?
My character kind of shrugs his shoulders. Like,
yeah.
Good question.
At this point, you're just like, what the fuck have I brought here? Okay, and then you guys make your way to the library. When you get into the library, it's this long, boring hallway. Like, the main hallway is just, there's no decoration. There's like some religious iconography on the walls, but there's nothing grand about it. But as soon as you walk towards there's these massive, like 15 foot tall wood double doors at the end of the hallway. And as you walk up, they magically open in front of you. And it opens up into a massive hall. It's you imagine this has to be one of the taller towers. And it's just this spiraling walkway that goes all the way around the perimeter and up. And it's just books lining the entire outer wall. And then in the center, there's a pillar that comes up. And it has a walkway that goes around it as well. So there's another stack of books coming up the middle. And it defies logic. Like, something like this shouldn't be able to freestand 100+ feet tall and be stable. But you see people just, you know, there's probably 100+ priests and monks in here flipping through books. Between the outer wall and that center pillar, there's all sorts of desks set up, where there's people studying ancient texts and things like that. If you want to see anything past that, anything specific, go ahead and roll perception and let me know what you're looking for.
I'd probably lean over to Alphonse and be like, what are we doing in here?
Norse people do come here to read.
Right, but, like, what are we doing in here? Like, what are you looking for?
I think this is probably going to be a solo Alphonse thing, because I'm definitely going to get in trouble.
Do you say this in front of Fallen?
Yes.
What are you looking for?
Maybe you should have whispered.
I mean, to be honest, Fallen would have found out either way. If I get caught, he's going to know.
That's fair.
I can mitigate to a point. What are you looking for?
Well, you see, I don't know much about magic, and I definitely don't know a lot about magic you shouldn't use. So I'd like to know a lot about magic I can't use.
I know what section you need to be in, then.
Great. Is it restricted?
For general magic knowledge? No.
Oh, no. Not general. Not general. I got Orin for that.
For what do you want it to do?
Well, you see, I need to get ultimate power in order to take down the Baron. And then the Illithid are going to be attacking Earth. So to be realistic, I just need to beef up my skills.
Those things in the restricted section are, yes, powerful. But it is also a two-edged sword. Summoning demons may fix the problem at the beginning, but leaves you doomed in the end.
Fair, but what if you're already a demon?
You're not a demon.
Oh. Okay.
Do you have, like, a history section, Fallen?
Yeah, there, to the left.
What about a picture book section?
Absolutely.
I like pictures.
Right over here, right next to the puzzles.
Oh. Yeah, puzzles too?
It's like one of the wooden ones with the little, like, wooden...
It's got the little, like, metal rods that
then
you
have,
like...
have a puzzle box.
Yeah. Would I know of any, like, magic that I would be willing to let loose on the world?
So, I imagine... You can tell me if I'm wrong, but I imagine you're a bit leery.
Yeah.
Of the idea of somebody like Alphonse,
mm-hmm.
and you've gotten to know him a bit. And, I mean, he's a sociopath.
Yep.
Pretty safe to say.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine Fallen would be a bit leery about... That's... Like, you know that there is a restricted section for magics that they want to keep under lock and key.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's there.
I would like to take him to the section that's not that, but still powerful magic.
Okay. Yeah. And mm-hmm. and there is...
Like, is there like an intermediate section?
So I want you to roleplay this.
Mm-hmm.
You know it exists, and there's all sorts of different sections for different types of magics and stuff like that.
I think the magic of Aberration might suit your needs.
Aber what?
Explosions. To harness the elements themselves to your will.
You know... How well do you know me?
Not well.
Right. I like to fuck with people's minds.
Mind magic is not something that... is commonly studied at all. That's more of the territory of, like, the Illithids.
You do have an enchantment magic section.
You do have sections for enchantment. Learning how to craft items.
You know what? Just point me in the direction. I'll go.
Very well.
It would be a stealth roll if you're trying to hide behind them.
19.
He's got a passive perception of 19. He knows you're there.
Never mind.
I'm just looking for history on the Shadowfell.
Yeah. You absolutely. Give me an investigation check and we'll come back to you. Mm-hmm. So you give him directions on where to go?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming that you're going to walk in that direction and then look for other shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I assume.
I'm following him.
Okay. Are you being discreet about following him or are you just walking with him?
Walking with him. Okay. Like, nothing discreet, you know. This is this section. This is, you know, okay. These books. This is, yeah. Good host.
Okay. Yeah.
Very attentive.
I would like to I'd like to cast a spell. Yeah. I would like to populate a mage hand at 15 feet behind us and rip books off of whatever they're sitting on.
Okay. And you're trying to do this subtly?
I'm trying to get him.
As far as casting, because you have to, you know, do the verbal and somatic. Give me a sleight of hand check.
Sure. Not so hot. sleight of hand, that's going to be an 11.
Okay. So you kind of turn off to the side, and you're doing the little motions that Mr. O taught you, and your mage hand, like, you successfully do it. And you just behind you start flipping books off of the shelves.
Great.
With my passive, would I have heard him cast this?
You would have witnessed him casting something. You don't know the mage hand spell, I don't believe.
No.
I wouldn't imagine. I don't even think that's a cleric spell. So you would not be familiar with what he said mm-hmm. or did. You can give me an arcana check to see if you know whether he was mumbling or casting a spell.
12.
What was your sleight of hand?
11.
11. You get an idea that he's casting a spell. You're not familiar with the spell.
Raise an eyebrow.
Do you turn around and look at the books that are falling?
Yes, he would.
I appreciate your honesty. Okay, he turns around to look at the books behind you.
Like, he's going to raise an eyebrow at you and then turn around and look at the books.
Misty step.
I knew it.
Knew it. Okay, you turn around and Alphonse is gone.
How far does that go?
It only goes 30 feet. So... Give me, so what we're going to do, you're looking for a place that you can Misty Step to without him, and you wouldn't know the range, because I don't think you can even learn Misty Step. Mm-mm. So you wouldn't know the range on the spell, so it's going to be up to you. I'm going to have you do two rolls. First, I need perception to look for a good spot to teleport to.
Okay.
Or investigation. I think either one would work.
I'm going to go with my investigation modifier, if you say either will work. That's going to be a 20.
Okay. Yeah, you find... I mean, there's all sorts of nooks and stuff. There's offices that come off of this in the lower levels where you guys are. And so you see a few offshoots where you think you can get out of sight of him.
Great. I'm going to choose one of those offshoots.
Okay. And I need a stealth check.
Oh, come on, baby. 16?
16? Roll perception.
7 plus something. So that's a 16.
Rollies.
Flat roll.
What? No modifier? Just roll?
Yeah.
10.
16.
So, you teleport away, and you are 30 feet away from him, but he does spot you.
Cool. I'm going to keep running. I don't
give a fuck. Okay. Do you give chase?
I cast him greater invisibility on myself.
Okay.
And I start following.
Okay. So after running for a bit, you look back and you do not see Fallen following.
Okay.
I am assuming you're looking for a restricted section.
Yeah.
Okay. I need investigation.
Oh, now I can fucking roll. 23.
So as you're kind of running around and you're moving your way up the outer ring, you see signs on the center pillar that show it's kind of like a directory telling you where to go. And you see that towards the top of the center pillar is the restricted section.
That's where I'm heading.
Okay. So you have it's about 30 feet from one walkway to the other walkway to get from the outer wall to the center pillar. At this point, after running away from Fallen and everything, you're probably about 40 feet up. So you guys have walked around this spiraling ramp, essentially, up to about 40 feet above the ground level.
Okay.
So do you go back down and go over to the pillar to go up?
Yeah, I'm just going to look for like a bench sitting outside of that restricted area, or bench or potentially anything to just kind of sit and...
Okay.
Take in the air.
Okay. So you turn around and you start working your way down that outer ring. You get to the bottom, and I imagine you're trying to act like nothing's going on. This is all fine.
Mm-hmm.
Give me just a persuasion check. Or deception. This is essentially you trying to blend in. You trying to not stand out at all.
Okay. 24.
Okay. No problem. So you look like you belong there. And you wind your way up. And as you get closer to the top of the center pillar, things start to get kind of sparse. Like there's definitely a blank area. There's like two levels of nothing. And you get the idea that this is almost too... So that if somebody's walking up here, they're going to stand out.
Okay.
And we're going to pause it right there with you. You were looking for the history of the Shadowfell?
Yeah.
You gave me an investigation check. 18. Great. Fallen kind of points you over to the history section before he takes off with Alphonse. And it's only a couple levels up. And you find a bunch of books on the outer planes. Or the inner planes, excuse me. And you find mention of you find books on the Shadowfell. You find books on the Feywild. The elemental planes. There's a bunch of things, but you're drawn to about a half dozen books that are specifically on the Shadowfell.
I'm going to grab the one that looks to be the thickest in.
Okay. Probably
the most knowledgeable.
Yeah. So there's this one tome that looks just old as fuck. Like the binding is falling apart. It looks like they've kind of rebuilt the binding a few times. And the title just says Shadowfell, a history. You flip through it for an hour or so, And what you find is this is going to allow you to use information about the Shadowfell without metagaming. This is wonderful. So the Shadowfell is a massive, unending plane of these different realms. And there is somebody in charge of each individual realm. And it even goes into this realm that you're in now, specifically. And the history of the people who have ruled this realm. And you see Lord Dykstra there. And it has a little excerpt underneath it that talks about how he used to be the ruler. He used to be the Baron before he was overthrown by the current Baron and dropped down to Lord of this realm.
Okay.
You find in the history, in the information about this particular realm, they talk about how individual realms are tied to different worlds. So if you're able to access different realms, it can give you access to other planets.
Oh, okay.
So this one in particular is anchored, and this is why you saw Earth's moon. This particular realm is anchored to Earth. And so each planet in the whole metasphere, like every planet in existence, has a corresponding Shadowfell realm. And there has to be a ruler of every realm at all times. So after one is overthrown, another one is appointed.
Awesome.
Any other specific questions?
Do I learn any more about Lord D? Like, what is he, or any? Is there any like backstory to
so
him?
So it does give you reference to another book where the information about Dykstra was taken from. So you would have to track down this other book.
Okay, is there like a parchment nearby where I could write down that title?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Easy enough.
I write that title down.
Okay, we'll come back to you.
Yep.
Norris, what are you doing?
I'm just trying to make my way back to Ash at this point.
Okay.
Just drinking out of my my barrel, talking to the locals.
I imagine a few of them would be, excuse me.
Yeah.
Do you have a cup?
No, but I can just pour it in your mouth, and then I just start, like, I just, like, move my finger off, like, the opening.
It's a, like, mid-20s woman, and she's dressed, she's got,
You had to say it was a woman, too.
She's got essentially, like a martial arts gi on, essentially. But it all looks very official. And then there's a robe that goes over the top of it that's closed in the front. She's, sometimes this gets a bit boring.
I agree.
And I don't know, I feel it would be improper for you. If I go get a cup, can I have some?
Listen, darling, I don't really care about all the properties, you know, what's proper and what ain't. Who's going to judge you? It's just you and me.
She looks around at the literal 100 people.
I would just put my arm around her and go into the aisle of books that are literally right next to us.
And her eyes get fucking big, like, what is happening? she thinks she's being kidnapped.
Look, you said it was boring, right?
Just
follow me.
Give me a persuasion check.
You're
not the face for a reason.
Nine?
She's... I think I'll go get the cup.
All right, go get the cup, but I'll tell you, I'm not going to promise I'm going to be in this same spot when you get back.
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
All right.
And she scurries off, like clearly uncomfortable. she scurries out the door. And you catch up with Ash.
Yeah.
And find him flipping through books. And
I would just come up to him and slap him on his back. Ash!
What?
You thirsty, buddy.
I could use a drink.
Open up.
Sure.
And I just squirt some ale into his mouth from the barrel. What are you looking at? I don't see no pictures in it.
The history of the Shadowfell, and then trying to get some more information on this Lord Dijkstra, trying to find that book.
You found anything? That's actually pretty smart. I've just been talking to locals. Pretty sure I just made this one gal uncomfortable, but
she wanted to go. I'm not surprised.
Well, she wanted to go all the way back to the cafeteria for a cup, and I just told her I'd just give her some, just like I just gave you some. She got all fucking weird, so.
Well, whatever. They're probably not used to drinking out of a cask.
Well, you know where we come from. We don't really get picky, and I tell you what, this is way better than that mushroom shit we got back home.
Yeah, it's way better.
Yeah.
I'm a long shot.
I'm going to try and take some of this back with us.
I agree with that.
Could you imagine the gold we'd make off of this?
We'd make lots of money. We don't really have gold.
Well, whatever. Gold, money, digits, whatever you call them.
Bitcoin?
Yeah.
I mean, we have lots Bitcoin? Of money.
that was kind of cool back in the day. Still don't understand it, but anyway, you found out anything useful?
Just that Lord Dijkstra used to be the Baron.
Like the Baron that we're going to go after?
Yes.
And he used to be the Baron.
Yes.
So he's not the guy that we're actually trying to get to now.
Correct. Well, we're trying to get him, but
the other one.
Yeah, we're trying to get the other one.
Interesting.
Let's pause it right there. Fallen, you're following.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Still invisible.
You're just trailing behind.
As soon as he enters, I'm going to then do something. But okay. Until he does.
Okay. Alphonse.
Yep. Did I find a bench outside?
Yeah, so you're in the... Just as you get... Alphonse is a smart guy. Like, he sees this blank area. You're smart enough to understand, okay, this is almost like a security buffer. Like, so that we can spot people. And so the level below, like... You walk around this corner, this curve, and you see that it gets blank, and you kind of backtrack a little bit, and there's a bench there.
Okay, great.
That you can set up shop.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit on the bench, and I'm going to start thinking to myself, and as I'm sitting there, I'm going to use my eye for detail, and essentially this is a bonus action. We're not really in combat, but... what this does is you can use a bonus action to make a perception check to spot a hidden creature or an object or to make an investigation check to uncover or decipher clues.
Okay.
Mm.
This is a perfect use for this. So what I need is for you to make a perception check.
Okay.
And I need you to make a stealth check. It's
come
flat
on. Come on,
because
baby.
You have disadvantage, but you have advantage from being invisible. Actually, you cast greater invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
This would take longer than a minute. Greater invisibility lasts 1 minute.
Does it?
Yes. Regular invisibility lasts an hour. So about the time that he would have been walking back down to the bottom area, your greater invisibility would have dropped. Maybe it's 10 minutes. If it's 10 minutes, then we'll let it fly. But I think it's 1 minute.
Nope, up to 1 minute. Dang,
yeah.
I didn't read that.
So while he was walking through the entrance,
down next to him and then turn invisible.
Like just walk up next to him and
like
and
sit down on the bench right next to him and then turn visible.
Yeah.
Okay.
First, give me the stealth check.
That's a two.
So you hear him coming. You know he's there. And then he comes and sits on the bench next to you.
As he sits next to me, I go, you're not going to stop me from doing this. So you can either help me or get out of my way.
They're on the second level?
No, they're like towards the top of the center pillar. Yeah, they're way up there.
I'm torn on how Fallen would fall for that. Like,
Yeah. Let me ask you. Would you open yourself up to him making a persuasion roll and then you countering it with insight?
And that's where I'm torn right now, because this is the secrets of the order that have been blocked for generations for a reason.
Yes.
To prevent liches, other great evils. And just to give that out.
Now I will speak to Fallen's greater task. He has been tasked with assisting this group to take on the greatest evil that has been around for millennia. And literally destroyed planets in its path. So I'm not saying what you should do, but there I can see how either way. That's why I asked if you want to leave it up to a roll on whether you go with him or oppose him.
That's kind of what I was thinking, because if not, then I'm casting banishment and sending him back to Earth.
Okay.
Damn.
Alphonse. Actually, let me ask Dan.
Yeah. So, I still posed the question to you and you didn't answer. So, are you with me or not? Are you going to help me or I need you to get out of my way?
You are asking me to give some of the greatest secrets we have acquired for generations. These tomes hold horrors beyond your imagination.
I respect what you're saying, Fallen, but you don't understand the lengths I will go to get power and destroy those who have hurt my family. So, I beg the question again, and as I go to do it, I kind of put my hand up to my temple. Are you with me, or are you going to get out of my way? And with putting my hand up to my temple, based on his reaction, I am going to hold a spell.
Yep. Can you throw me a charisma just to see if you are compelling for my character?
Okay. So we'll see if you can convince him. And you have this held spell. And you have a held spell.
Mm-hmm.
Roll persuasion. Roll whether you think insight.
Yep.
Okay.
So I rolled pretty hot.
Good.
I rolled a 30.
Never ask a bard for charisma.
But that's what's needed.
Yeah, it's the only fitting thing.
You see the tension, and he's grinding his teeth at this point. I'm with you. Be careful, for this may destroy you as much as help you.
If this corrupts me to a point of no return, be the one that deals the lethal blow.
Very well. Let us go in. I show him all the knowledge.
Fallen, you are a high-ranking, well-respected priest of the Order of Saloon. This is absolutely an area you would be granted access to. You two walk up the last two levels of the center pillar, and there is a cleric and a monk that are sitting there playing cards outside of this locked gate. When you get up there, I mean, when I say gate, I mean like inch and a half thick bars. The beefiest fucking lock you've ever seen. And Fallen, you know that not only is this a very sturdy gate, but it's also magically enhanced to make it virtually impossible to break into this place. Mm-hmm. You walk up and they see you, mm-hmm. and this monk and cleric open the door and step aside. What exactly are you looking for, Alphonse?
Oh, I have a feeling, I have a gut feeling as a character that something would call to me.
Okay.
Can I guidance that?
Yes. So, give me... Give me... So you're just opening yourself up to this place. You feel a few things pull at you. There is strong magic in this place. You feel... Give me an insight check.
Okie dokie. five.
Okay. You feel very strong pulls to multiple areas in this restricted section. One of them, you look at, like, all of these are still clearly marked, all these subsections of the restricted section. You see one that says devils, one that says demons. You see some that say inner planes, outer planes. You see celestial. You see a number of different subsections. You feel a very strong pull from the elemental plane section. And this one feels... This one feels as though it's tempting you. It's telling you, I can give you anything you need. Anything you want is the feeling you're getting from it. Almost your wish is my command. And then from another section where you see necromancy, you feel a dark pull towards that. And that just is radiating power. Oof. You feel from the hells section, you feel a similar hotter temptation of dark power. You feel others, lesser so, but those three are your strongest pulls.
Well, if the strongest pull was necromancy, I'd probably make my way over there and be like, hey, Fallen, you know, and what do you know about this? This area, I'm getting a lot of energy from it.
This is necromancy. The summoning of the done dead under your will. The ability to conjure creatures, potentially even summon armies.
Wow. Just through magic? Just...
Yes. Why do you think we keep this hidden?
Yeah, that makes sense. So what do these books actually tell you? And I will reach for... a scroll? Are we looking at scrolls? I don't even know.
Do you reach into the pull from the necromancy section?
Yep.
So Alphonse steps into this offshoot. And you guys are at the top of the pillar. So at this point, it's an open floor up here. Mm-hmm. And it's almost set up like a starburst. Like you have these aisles going off in every direction. And you walk down this necromancy hallway. And it's pulling you towards this very back corner. And there is a cabinet. And this cabinet looks like it's designed to withstand, like, a nuclear bomb.
Oh, gosh.
And you reach down and you grab the latch. And you pull it open. And inside is a book. It looks like it's got it's got what you initially... Actually, give me an investigation check. Let's see how much of it you pick up on.
That's going to be a 13.
Okay. So it looks like there's pages sticking out of it. It's covered in this strange leather that you can't quite identify. Are you following him closely?
Yes. So I'm holding the book, and there's... I mean, how dangerous can this be?
You're holding the... You grab the book?
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. That changes things a bit.
Can I guidance him?
Yeah. Yeah, you can go ahead and guidance him.
Take a +1 to whatever's about to happen.
Okay. Let's see. I need a charisma saving throw.
That's a nat 20 for 29.
Okay, good.
30.
you grab this book and you feel almost like there's these tendrils going into you. But there's no physical tendrils. It's like this book is trying to latch onto you. And when you get it in your hands and you feel it, the texture of the cover is very clearly human skin. And these pages sticking out are more... Some of them are parchment. Some of them are more human skin that's been tanned and used as writing. The cover has drips off of it. And there is writing in a language you don't understand that is very clearly done in blood.
On the book?
On the book.
You are holding evil.
Whatever do you mean? Should I be reading this? Like, what does this say on the outside? Can you read it? I mean, I can try making this out.
I tell you, oh, man.
Let me see what language is. Is it infernal?
No.
Is it Luxodon?
No.
Okay.
Why do you know elephant language?
I spent a lot of time in a zoo.
Gotcha.
We did have this conversation.
So you can give me a history check, if you will.
That's a crit 20.
Okay.
Four.
You get This is fun, actually. I'm so glad you got a nat 20. You get these flashes, and you've been having these flashes here lately. You get this flash, not to what seems like a different life. You get a flash to Fallen, to your mm-hmm. current life, but a piece of it you don't remember. You know that book. You've seen that book used in a ritual by a young woman. And in this flash, you see Brother Frederick come into view, and then you snap out of it. And you know that that book is used to create a lich. It would be known as the Book of Vile Darkness.
It is called the Book of Vile Darkness. It is the creation of what is called a lich, where you trade your life for eternal life at the price of devouring souls. It is true evil. The last holder of that I had to slay.
Oh, so you are very capable.
Yes.
Good, good.
This is something that I would not trifle with unless you had no other option.
Oh.
This is one of those things that, as you talked about your world, how things were decimated, this is one of those items that can cause that.
Can you turn an illithid into a lich? I don't know if you know what
yes.
those are. You can.
It would be an undead abomination with all their abilities, plus some.
But who controls it?
They control themselves.
Oh, that's not good.
If they follow their own evil wills at that point, serving no master but themselves.
Well, maybe I should just set this one back. What do you think?
I would greatly appreciate it if you would.
Oh, okay. Set it back in the drawer.
You set it back in there, and like you can almost feel the disappointment off the book. And you close the cabinet and walk out of the necromancy section. Real quick, we'll jump back over to these two yahoos. So after your last book, you are brought to another section. It's still within history, so you didn't have to go very far for it.
Okay.
And you find a history book on the lords of what is this place called? This town. Silent Hollow. The Lords of Silent Hollow. And the most recent entry is Lord Dykstra.
Okay.
In here you see a lot of hearsay, rumors. Not a whole lot is solidly known about him. They believe he's a vampire. They know he used to be the Baron, and the Baron would oversee this realm plus six more. So it's a pretty heavy demotion. But nobody's sure why he got demoted instead of killed. Because usually whenever a baron or a lord gets overthrown, they're not demoted, they're murdered. So,
interesting.
So there may, you know, you can surmise from that whatever you will, but there's something unusual going on in this situation, and they talk about that. Their suspicions that it may have been Dykstra may have been bribed this may be a temporary swap as part of a deal. There's a lot of conjecture where they're trying to figure out what's going on. Is there anything specifically that you would like to find about Lord Dijkstra?
I'm looking for where he came from. If anything, what race he is. A possible vampire was a big thing.
They believe him to be human prior to becoming a vampire. Nothing is known of him. He was the Baron for so long that nothing is known of his previous life.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much as much as I can. And if that's all that I could...
Yeah. You know, he's hundreds of years old. They know for sure that he's at least 700. Past that, it's hard to say.
Okay.
Is there anything that Norris would like to do while he's reading other than drink ale?
I'm going to see if my lady companion comes back with the cup.
She does.
I'm just going to holler over the balcony at her. Hey! Lady! I'm up here!
She tries to like subtly like hide behind bookshelves and make her way over. and she's looking around, seeing if anybody's paying attention, and she walks up. She's like, I brought a cup.
I lean over to Norris and go, oh, she's cute.
I know, right? And she starts blushing. She's like, can I just...
Well, first you got to tell me your name, Daron.
I'm Sister Darla.
Darla. Sister Darla. Well, my name's Norris.
Hello, Norris.
No, it's I'm not, Ash.
Yeah, this is my friend Ash.
Hello, Ash.
What's your role around here?
I do research for the council. Whenever they need to find a piece of history, it's my job to look through the books and find it, and present it to them as best I can.
Have you done any research on the Baron or this Lord Dijkstra recently?
Not recently, but I have before.
I pour some ale into her cup.
And she takes a little drink. I've done some research, yeah.
Well, what's your general consensus?
He's awful.
Well, I mean, we know that, darling.
What do you need to know?
Well, I mean, in order to take him down, how much of a challenge do you think we're up against?
Well, I mean, I don't fight per se.
Right.
So I don't know.
But knowledge is half the battle,
speak
right?
To that, but I do know that he's immortal, which could cause problems with killing him.
Well, immortal how? Like he just lives forever, or like is his?
I think he just lives forever. I don't know. He's a vampire, I think. We think. We're pretty sure.
Well, where we come from, you just, at least according to the books, you just stake through the heart and you kill a vampire.
I think that only... I may be wrong, but I do believe that just like incapacitates them.
Really?
I don't think that kills them.
I'd look over at Ash and be like, maybe those movies are wrong, huh?
It sounds like it. Maybe you gotta chop their heads off. Like in that show.
What about that, Sister Darla? Chopping their heads off? I mean, you do a lot of research. Do you know how to kill vampires?
She's just looking very puzzled. I've never read anything about cutting a vampire's head off. I know that sunlight works. And then she thinks about it for a second. She's, oh, that's not much help here.
Not really. You know, I've been here for a few days. And I haven't seen much sun.
No.
I've seen the moon do some crazy things.
That's probably why he's here. I think you could I've thought about possibly ways that you could deal with him. Maybe. Running water is a problem.
Why is that?
They can't heal in running water.
That's interesting.
I think it, like, incapacitates them, and I think it can eventually cause some problems for their whole immortality thing.
Have you ever wanted to fight anybody?
I mean, I fight.
You
practice.
Fight.
I spar. It's not really fighting.
Huh. How good are you?
I mean, I'm pretty good.
You think you could take me?
I mean, I don't know about me, but my teacher probably could.
Well, I'm not asking about your teacher, darling. Sister Darla.
I'm just... I mean, maybe.
Well, what if we had a little friendly spar?
We could probably do that.
Yeah?
If I lose, you have to fight my master, though.
But if I win...
Then you win.
You gotta give me a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I can do that.
Damn it, I knew I should have asked for the lips as I looked at Ash.
You got to get a little bit better at that. Maybe you should take some notes from Alphonse.
I know. Where's that motherfucker when I need him? He's the one who always gets me the good stuff.
Speaking of Alphonse, let's cut over to the restricted section. Alphonse.
It was about to be restricted.
You make your way out of the necromancy aisle, and you find yourself in the center of the starburst again. There's still the pull from the fiend, and there's still the pull from the inner planes.
I'm going to head over to the inner planes. I'm hoping that maybe as we walk over there, maybe some of the books might have that ruby we've been looking for.
Okay.
Just since it's elemental-based.
Mm-hmm. So as you move into the inner planes section... There's tomes, there's scrolls, there's a number of artifacts that are on there, and a lot of them are like in cases with labels. And you feel that pull, that promise to fulfill desires, that kind of it's wanting to scratch an itch that you didn't know you had.
Okay.
And you wander through and you're looking and you can feel it from one side of the aisle, and it's all these artifacts that are all in cases. And there's this beautiful bottle. It's about 10 inches tall, about 6 inches at its widest point. And it's just this beautiful bottle with a cork stopper in it. If you would like, you can give me an arcana check. Or arcana or history. I'd go either way. And you could do the same. You won't get as much information as him, but you might get information that would be interesting to Alphonse that he could relate to. Like earth things.
Arcana?
Either history or arcana, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
14.
14?
That's going to be a 15.
15. So, with what you are feeling from this, your first thought that pops into your head is, that's a bottle. And something wants to grant my wishes. I'm pretty sure that's a genie. Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in here before. You've felt the pull from these objects.
Mm-hmm.
Your willpower is such that it's never been an issue. You're fairly positive that was put up here because there is... a power-hungry genie inside of it.
Mm-hmm. That has a djinn in it.
What's the worst that happens if I pick this up? Because where I'm from, these guys do some
Interesting stuff.
They grant you power, yes. But you must be very, and I do mean very particular, because they will twist your wish any way they can to turn it to ash.
Okay.
So, take that with a grain of salt.
So should I grab this or not?
If you want to have the help of a genie, then yes. They have quite a few options to help. But be wary of what the genie says. Because they should not be trusted. They serve themselves.
Very relatable. Thanks for the insight. And I grab...
Absolutely.
And you grab the...
You grab the case.
The case. Off of it.
Yep.
And you take it to the center area where there's a table. And you have a key that can unlock these cases. You open it and you pull this. It feels so fragile in your hands. Like it's so delicate. And you feel this power radiating from it. And you can feel it tempt you. The way that you can get into people's heads and make them want what you want them to want. You feel that pressed upon you.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And it is strong. And we'll pick it up there next time.
Oh, oh boy.
I wonder if that's what Snoop Dogg meant by gin and juice.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this episode of Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to drop a like, follow, subscribe to on your favorite podcasting platform. Make sure to drop a comment in the comment section.
And a review.
And a review. And hopefully next time we find out what this gin can do for us.
With this
juice. And we'll see what happens. Tune in next time.
Toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good one.